Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
And you're listening to Andrea Gilligan here with Lunchtime Live. Now, yesterday on the programme, we spoke to Kieran O'Connor, who's the maker of The Story of the Christmas Chart Topper. It's a documentary about the history of some of the biggest Christmas songs ever. And yesterday we were talking about Stay Another Day and Band-Aid. Kieran is back today, though. He's here with two more tunes in more detail. Kieran, you're welcome back to the show. What are we talking about today?
Andrea, you said yesterday your favourite song. We had to do it. So for you, let's talk about the 1994 classic Mariah Carey and
Absolutely.
All I Want for Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
I mean, it's the ultimate earworm, and it's synonymous with Christmas. And for me, it reminds me of Copperface Jacks, I have to say.
Right.
Standing in the middle of a packed dance floor, screaming at the top of my lungs to All I Want for Christmas. And that's it. Every
sure,
time
what
I hear
more
the song.
Would you want, Kieran?
Well, look, at the time, Mariah was only 24 when she released this song. And it was her husband, who ex-husband, also her then manager, he said, look, let's do a Christmas album. And the record label said, yeah, cool, Christmas album. We love the idea. But a Christmas album with just covers. Mariah, you're just going to cover other Christmas songs. But she decided, hey, look, it's Christmas. I'm going to write my own hit. And that's what happened.
It is, I think it's absolutely the one song, Kieran, no matter, like, whether you're a Mariah Carey fan or not, when it comes on, everyone knows it. Everyone sings along or hums along to it. Like, it's just such a recognisable Christmas tune.
The first 3 seconds is all you need, and I get goosebumps. I love it every year. And it was such a success as well. Topped the charts in countries all around the world. Over here, there was stiff competition. It was between Stay Another Day and Mariah Carey. And Stay Another Day, E17, we were talking about
which isn't
it yesterday.
A Christmas tune, but anyway.
But it was still the Christmas number one in 1994. So Mariah didn't actually get to the top spot.
Right. How is it still doing?
You know, it's still doing very well. And I guess Mariah has two twins. And for the rest of their life, the twins will be doing fairly okay. Because every year it's said to make roughly around $600,000.
I told you it was a popper of a song.
It was a popper of a song. Still is a popper of a song. And 600,000 a year is the estimated number. According to the New York Times, it gets up to 1.5 million in revenue or in royalties a year, which is a lot of money.
Why is it so sort of like, you know, everyone kind of turns their nose up at it. Even yesterday when I mentioned this, now we had to talk about All I Want for Christmas. All the texts come in from people and as if to say, like, it's not a real Christmas tune. If it's so successful, why does it have that image?
But it is a real Christmas song. She's singing about Christmas. If you've seen there's actually three videos to this, but the one video we all know and love is Mariah peeping behind the Christmas tree. It's snowing. She's in the red coat. Like, what more could you ask for from a Christmas song?
Kieran, I don't need convincing, but everybody else out there seems to.
Well, I mean, it's also been adapted into a movie and a book, and there's been some great covers. I mean, Shania Twain, John Mayer, they've all had a go of it, but they've still never achieved the Mariah vibe.
No, absolutely not. Well, we are ending the show today if I have my way with All I Want for Christmas. I can see the producer is giving me a look now as if to say not a chance in hell, Andrea. Right, we're going to have to move on from Mariah, unfortunately. What else have you got for me?
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one.
The Pogues. the classic fairy tale of New York. 1987 was the year. And if I was a musician and I DJ come Christmas, but if I was a singer sitting in a pub playing songs, I would end the night with this because everyone would sing along. Yeah. Everyone would stand up and have a dance. It's a classic. Shane and Kirsty came together. And I mean, there was actually a previous version of this where Kirsty wasn't involved. Instead, it was Colin Reardon. And do you know what? As part of my documentary, I got to interview Steve Lillywhite, who is not only the producer of Fairy Tale of New York, but he's also the ex-husband of Kirsty MacColl. And this is what he had to say about the previous version.
It had been written for the previous Christmas, actually. And there was a very rough version produced by Elvis Costello with Cotto Reardon, who was the bass player of the Pogues at the time. She did the girl voice and Shane did the boy voice. And it was, I mean, it was good. It was still the same song. I think you can probably hear it somewhere if you YouTube it.
So, I mean, that's what happened. That's how the previous version came about, and it changed. But the Pogues wanted a big pop star to sing this song. And it didn't happen because, as I said, Steve Lillywhite, who produced the song, also ex-husband of Kirsty MacColl, he said, look, let Kirsty have a go at this. So in July, they recorded this at home over a weekend. Their kids were running around, and it's just an amazing song. And I mean, the way Kirsty sings it is unbelievable. And like a fine wine, the melody doesn't age. However, the lyrics, I think they may have aged. So if you look at the lyrics, it's not actually a Christmas song at all. It's actually an anti-Christmas song. It's about a man who is arrested in New York. He's in the drunk tank. And there's lots of insults going back and forth, wishing it was their last Christmas. But then the chorus kicks in. And it's just an unbelievable Christmas song. So here's what Steve Lillywhite thinks of it as an anti-Christmas song.
You know, because we're sold this incredible version of sort of a fantastic white Christmas that everything's perfect and you know, no one argues and all that. And of course, we know the reality of Christmas. It's the traffic is terrible. It's raining, not snowing. You've got so much to do and you can't get around. You know, it's a very stressful time, Christmas, but we're sort of told about it as being this wonderful, wonderful, easy time of the year. So, you know, to write a sort of anti-Christmas song, but still give you the spirit of Christmas.
How does the song date now, Kieran?
I mean, it really, I guess, hasn't dated too well. There's certain words and slurs in there that haven't gone down, and that's understandable. I think back then the words were, they weren't used as derogatory terms. I think they worked because they fit within the song and people may disagree. However, I think for the time of the era that the song was produced, the lyrics work quite well. I think they haven't aged. That's fair enough. And I know certain stations and certain playlists have cut out certain words. And look, that's fine. We're living in the 21st century. However, it is still the most played Christmas song of the 21st century. And it's the original one with those slurs still in there that people go back to.
How did it do financially?
Very well, very well. And like that, the Pogues are still making a lot of money, something like 300,000 every year. It's been voted the nation's favourite Christmas song as
really?
Well. And look, it was really interesting in the documentary to speak to Steve Lillywhite, not only because he was the producer, but also ex-husband of Kirsty MacColl. And I had to ask him, what does he think when he hears this song every year on the radio?
I think of Kirsty, of course, because I was married. I think of my kids with her because, you know, she hasn't seen them grown up and they're now in their 30s. And then, you know, when she was killed, they were 14 and 15. So, you know, so I have a little sadness thinking of Kirsty, but it's a great way to be remembered, you know. So, you know, and I love the idea we can all have a drink to Shane and Kirsty and I was going to quote a lyric there from Fairy Tale and see, we'll see a better time.
I mean, that's moving stuff. Such an honour it was to speak to Steve about the song. He also went on to talk about the covers. And I mean, there's been some great covers. I don't know if you've heard the Christy Moore cover of this.
Okay, no, I haven't actually.
Well, it's on YouTube. It's a beautiful cover. Ronan Keating had a go. I won't say that's a beautiful cover. Gavin James gave it a good whack as well.
Yeah.
But still, every year we go back to the original because it is the original. I mean, park the lyrics and park the slurs. I just think the original just embraces Christmas for a lot of people.
Okay. Kieran, it's been an absolute pleasure. If people want more information, more details about, of course, the history of the Christmas festive songs that are out there at the moment, the most listened to Christmas tunes, Kieran, of course, has his podcast, which you will be able to listen back to as well. It's on the Go Loud app. Kieran O'Connor, DJ, thanks a million for joining us in the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, great text in here from Douglas as well, who says, we're naming the tables at my sister's wedding and the Christmas songs, and the top table is All I Want for Christmas Is You. Fair play to you, Douglas. Much appreciated. Another listener has got in touch as well to say, absolutely really enjoyed the history of the Christmas musics. Where can we listen to Kieran's documentary? Yeah, it's called The Story of the Christmas Chart Topper. As I mentioned, you can get it on the News Talk app on Go Loud as well. You'll be able to listen back to all of the tunes because we talked White Christmas, Bing Crosby. We talked about Slade, as I mentioned, Stay Another Day, 17, Band-Aid, and of course today, Mariah Carey and the Pogues.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.